Lesson 25. Buying Gifts.
Number 1. How will they go to the store?
I will fly home to China next week. Before I go, I want to buy some gifts for my family. I want some gifts from Canada.
I know a good store for souvenirs of Canada.
How far is it to the store?
It's about 1 kilometer from here to the store.
How will Jenny and Li Ming go to the store, class? By bus? Will they walk? Will they ride their bikes?
Number 2. At the store.
How many gifts do you need, Li Ming?
Asks Jenny.
I need 11 gifts,
answers Li Ming.
I need a gift for every person in my family.
Here are some books about Canada,
says Jenny.
How much are they?
Asks Li Ming.
$50 for one,
says Jenny.
That's expensive,
says Li Ming.
I need things that are about $10.
Jenny finds some flags and shows them to Li Ming.
What about these flags?
She asks.
How much are they?
Asks Li Ming.
$1,
says Jenny.
That's very cheap,
says Li Ming.
I would like to get the flags, but something else too.
Look at these t-shirts,
says Jenny.
These are good souvenirs of Canada.
Yes, and they cost $10,
says Li Ming happily.
I want to buy a surprise for Jenny. Is she looking? No? Okay, I will buy it now.
Lesson 26. Looking at pictures.
What are you doing, Li Ming?
I'm getting ready to go home next week. I have many things to find and to pack. Look, I found these pictures.
May I see them? Do you remember playing basketball with Danny?
Sure.
Danny said the basketball was heavy.
Danny is strong and healthy, but he was too weak to throw the basketball.
He wanted to play basketball with a ping pong ball.
Then I taught him to play ping pong, but he hit his hand. Poor Danny. Look, here's the karaoke restaurant.
Do you remember him?
Yes, he was a good singer.
No, you're wrong. He was a bad singer. He sang loudly, too.
Oh, that's right. He was bad, but the little girl was good.
What did we eat at the restaurant? I forget.
I ate Chinese food, and you ate Western food. Here's another picture.
Oh, we were walking to the bus stop.
Yes, it was rainy. We were wet.
No, you're wrong. We had our umbrellas and our boots. We were dry.
I wanted to walk quickly.
But I wanted to walk slowly. I like the rain.
Lesson 27. I remember.
Li Ming and Jenny are looking at more pictures. Do you remember the Spring Festival, Christmas, and Bob's basketball game?
Oh, look! This is the Spring Festival.
We made dumplings.
First, we cleaned the house, remember? I washed the kitchen floor. You cleaned the walls in the living room. Then we went to a Chinese restaurant for a delicious supper. You taught us the names of the years. After supper, we made dumplings.
How many dumplings did you eat?
I ate too many. They were good. Look, Li Ming. Here's a picture of you, Danny, and Santa. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. I went to the department store with Danny. We bought Christmas gifts. Then Danny saw Santa. We talked to Santa. Danny said he wanted a new car. Santa laughed.
Did you ask Santa for something, Li Ming?
Yes, I asked Santa for a camera. and I got one. I remember this. I had fun.
Me too. This is Bob's basketball game. We went to the gym to watch the game. We jumped up and down. Bob's team won. The orange team lost. Everyone played hard. Did we buy snacks? I forget.
Yes, we bought hot dogs and pop.
Oh, yes, I remember now.
Lesson 28. A Party for Li Ming.
Number 1. Let's have a surprise party.
Li Ming is leaving soon. Let's have a party for him to say goodbye.
Okay, I will invite some friends.
Party.
Will we tell Li Ming about the party?
No, let's not tell him. Let's have a surprise party for Li Ming.
Li Ming doesn't know about the party. That's why it's a surprise. What happens next? Read and listen.
Jenny calls Stephen on the phone. Stephen answers the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Stephen. It's Jenny calling. Would you like to come to a party for Li Ming?
Sure. When is the party?
Tomorrow. It's a surprise for Li Ming. Please, don't tell him.
Okay. What time does it begin?
At 4:00. Don't come after 4:00. Don't be late. We want to surprise Li Ming.
Okay. I will come before 4:00. Then I will be early.
Great. See you tomorrow.
How many people are coming to the party, Jenny?
Let's see. You, me, Li Ming, Stephen, Kim, my sister, Mr. Wood, my mom, and my dad. 9.
Number 2. Don't be late.
Jenny wants Stephen to be early, not late. Here Stephen is early. What time is it? It's before 4:00. Here Stephen is late. Now it's after 4:00.
Lesson 29. Surprise!
Today is Li Ming's surprise party. Mr. Smith and Li Ming are shopping for souvenirs. Mr. Smith knows about the party, but Li Ming doesn't. Mr. Smith will bring Li Ming home at 4:00. That's when the party begins. This morning, Danny and Jenny are making cake and cookies for the party.
How do you make cookies?
Asks Danny.
It's easy,
says Jenny.
We need eggs, flour, oil, a little salt, and some sugar.
They begin making cookies. Danny brings a bowl. Jenny puts the eggs, sugar, flour, and oil in the bowl. Then they hear something.
There's someone at the door,
says Danny. Danny opens the door. It's Stephen.
Hi, I'm here early,
says Stephen.
Do you need any help?
Yes, come to the kitchen,
says Danny. Danny, Jenny, and Stephen make a beautiful cake and 9 cookies. And look, every cookie has letters.
This one is mine. That one is yours.
What name begins with L?
At 3:45, people arrive for the party, but not Kim. Oh, no. Here she comes. She went to the store and bought some ice cream. At 4:00, Li Ming arrives with Mr. Smith. Li Ming opens the door.
Surprise!
Lesson 30. Goodbye.
Number 1. At the airport.
Li Ming is leaving for China. He has a surprise for Jenny and a surprise for Danny, too. What are the surprises? Read and listen.
When does your plane leave, Li Ming?
At 2:00.
How far is Beijing?
About 9,000 kilometers.
How long is the trip?
Asks Danny.
It's 11 hours to Beijing,
says Li Ming.
That's a long trip,
says Danny.
Listen.
The plane for Beijing will leave in 15 minutes.
It's time for me to go,
Li Ming says to Jenny and Danny.
But first, I have something for you.
You do?
Says Danny.
I love surprises. What is it?
Open it,
says Li Ming. He gives Danny a gift.
Oh, it's a kite,
says Danny a little unhappily.
Yes, it's a good Chinese kite, Danny. You can fly it. I know you can,
says Li Ming.
Thanks, Li Ming,
says Danny.
You're a good friend.
This is for you, Jenny,
says Li Ming. Jenny opens her gift.
Oh, it's a little red dragon,
she says.
Yes, I want you to remember China,
says Li Ming.
Thanks, Li Ming. I won't forget.
Have a good trip.
Don't forget to write.
Goodbye.
Number two. Don't forget to write.
How can Li Ming write to Jenny and Danny? He can send them an email on a computer. He can write them a letter. Li Ming is writing a postcard. Who is he writing to? You tell me.
Lesson 31. Are you ready for a quiz?
Let's do a quiz. Don't worry, it's not hard. Smile for the right answer. Frown for the wrong answer. Number one, what does Jenny have in her hand? A flag. Number two, can you name these foods? Sure, cake, ice cream, and sugar. Number three, how many cookies have letters? Every cookie has letters. I'm hungry now. Number four, Li Ming's party begins at 4 o'clock. Is Stephen early or late? He's late. Number five, how much are the socks? $15. Here are the answers. Answers. Number one, she has flags in her hand. Number two, cake, ice cream, and cookies. Number three, every cookie has letters. Number four, he's early. That's why he's happy. Number five, they are $5.